know the world is yours. The world is yours. Everybody at Mount Vernon, the world is yours. Long Island, yo, the world is yours. Staten Island, yeah, the world is yours. South Bronx, the world is yours.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Button Pushers. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Button Pushers, back to our scuffed stuff as usual. You know how it is. Here we are living it up large. This is Harrison.
Can you put my mic in? I'm four.
So true.
There we go. And Diego.
And we are the hosts of this amazing show.
And at 1 a.m.
Back at 1 a.m.
Let's
go!
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
my friend was trying to convince me, it's like so, like, you can, like, romanticize your night walks as you're going over. And I'm like, yeah, that's so true. But, like, also,
yeah, the ones
we're
in
making, like, yeah, we're making time every week at, like, 1 a.m. in, like, negative 20 degree weather.
But just know it's because we love you, our
it's
fans.
It's because we love you. And what we love more is playing music on loudspeakers.
Yeah.
Remember that you'll always be number two in our hearts.
But always still number up two. There. But you know what's number two? The second song we're playing this week, which is a song. And I'll say the songs at the end because I don't feel like saying them now.
Wow.
Without further ado, here is the mystery song.
The mystery.
Technical difficulties. It's been a winter break. I got a concussion. Lots of stuff has happened.
Oh my god.
Ha ha ha.
It's just gets me high when I'm on course. We'll come just to the ring, or mind awakening. I think I found God, I just wanna take you higher. I feel electric and it's only getting brighter. I feel electric when I'm talking about these wires. This shit is fire, just once. What you ever believe, we talk about me, are you talking to me?
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Hello. Did I turn on the right one? You mind saying? Yes. Okay, cool. I think I heard that. All right.
Yes, you did hear it because it is the right one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. the songs in order of appearance, from what you heard, is...
No alphabetical.
Alphabetical? Understood.
No, no, do order of appearance.
Okay.
It's too confusing. I'm not...
Okay. In order of appearance, Make You Sweat by Knock Two. Go check out that EP that it just came out on. It's called 202...
Room 202.
Room 202. It bangs. It is insane. I haven't even heard all the songs on it yet, but the ones that I have are nuts. Antihero by Taylor Swift, the Illenium remix. Welcome back, Illenium. Once by Jaren and Jedwill. Lovely Two Star by Pluko, or a VIP of the Lovely One. Q Windswept by Alexander Panos, someone that just hit your like Discover Weekly.
No, I just found just them.
Found randomly. It while crate digging while manually. Crate digging.
Check him out. Actually, like insane sound design and everything. All his projects are crazy. A lot of it, not so much the old stuff, low key. It's kind of really just bad dubstep and all that. But the new
we've
stuff,
all been there.
The new stuff is so good. It's just all the craziest sound design that borders on color bass, but it's so much deeper and emotional, and it's kind of like nurture, but ambient.
Yeah, it felt very ambient and like very. Like, it was energetic, but, like, kind of relaxing at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was good vibes. And I'd like to hear it with headphones, too, because it seems very, like, panny and wide and ambient. Yes. And then after that, we had Amends by Laxity, the Ego remix, A-E-G-O. Then we had Lift Me Up by Deadlift off of Good Vibrations.
You're lifting me higher.
It goes hard.
Not how it
goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't Take Back by WNK. Sinews by Murata, bangs, those crazy. Drums were deep, and then the Eliminate remix of Laser Beam by Ray Volpe.
Okay, wait, did you just hear that noise in the mic?
Yeah.
Was that from the
air
AC?
Conditioner? Yeah. That's if you guys have nuts. Always heard the AC, like, we apologize, but also, why is the AC on when, like, it is negative something outside, isn't it? It's off now, but...
Yeah, I'm also wondering if the mics are picking up the sound of the beeping from across
maybe.
The street.
They might have something that gets filtered out before it goes on there, but if not, you know, yeah, welcome. The walk sign is on.
Well, it makes sense. We're a scuff show, so.
Yeah, yeah, you can hear all of the things that we hear.
And finally, we had Laser Beam.
Laser Beam. Yeah, that remix goes so hard. The rest of the remixes are, like, pretty decent, but, like, eh. The blank one is really good. But the Lemonade one really takes the cake, I think. Goes so hard. Mm-hmm. Now we've got our PSA, and it's a very fitting one given the tragic Arctic times we will be facing soon. So here is Space Heater Safety Tips. I'm probably assuming that this was read last show too, so if you're still tuned in, here's the repeat. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away.
Anakin.
Yeah, really. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Oh, yeah. And if you don't have a space heater and can't pick one up in time, some, like, tips from a fellow Arctic person is, like, we're going to get, like, really cold weather on Friday and over the weekend if you're in the Medford area. Put some blankets up in front of your windows can help a lot. That's, like, the thinnest part of your home. And you might be worried about, like, how scuffed it looks on the outside, but if anyone is outside, they will probably get frostbite and die, so you don't need to worry about that. Yay! So, yeah, put some blankets up on, like, the thinner walls and bundle up because it's going to get really chilly. Do you have plans for the weekend to stay warm or just, like...
Stay inside. So, I have new neighbors downstairs. Okay. I think I said this, like, 2 months ago that I had new neighbors. But sure. I still consider them new because we haven't formally met. So, my housemate, we have this group chat of everyone in the house. Like, my roommates, housemates, and their units, people. And they proposed at some point to do a bonfire. For some reason, they set this, like, recently. Maybe it was one of my housemates. I don't know. They said this Saturday. And one of my
housemates... For the bonfire?
Yeah.
For like, the Saturday that's going to be,
in
like...
In the backyard, lighting a campfire, essentially. My thought is, it's -7 degrees. Yes, there's fire that can keep you warm. But will it really keep you that warm? No.
Yeah. It's not going to keep you that warm. Also, is that even legal in Medford? Can you just, like, light fires in your...
Well, you don't know what house I live in, so...
It's true, true. Actually, David, neither does the FCC, so...
Yeah. So, it could be anyone, and you have to raid every single house
Check
until
this
you
out.
Find
one. I got you. It's 574 Boston Avenue. That'll keep him occupied for a little bit. That's a four-story building.
I might almost curse on air. Like, why would you say that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Harrison. Oh. I had to dox you like that.
I think for a sec you thought I was being serious.
Yeah, I did. I said this seriously, and I was like, am I not supposed to say, like, 574? That was a very genuine reaction.
We can cut this part out for the FCC, so they still get pranked.
Pranked.
Speaking of getting pranked, this song is not a prank. Here is
it's
our
just
next
good.
Song.
Oh, yeah. It's called Gassed Up. Potential. There's also Wi-Fi issues. Sorry about that.
Run for them life when I step in. to the jungle. Said they wanna group up, they better move up. Never gonna win a Royal Rumble, but when I come through, you know what I love to. I send shots for your team and leader. I make a witness decide to vacate. The war's getting sweet, just like a Ribena. Yo, listen, yeah, that killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Yo, listen, yeah, that killers in the jungle. 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 Yo, listen, yeah, that. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Killers in the jungle. Jungle, the jungle, the jungle, the jungle.
Don't leave me like this.
Twisted.
What is something people are not ready to hear?
Jesus.
Yeah. Zed's dead.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Well, not welcome back. I don't really know what I'm saying. Anyways, we're going to run through this real fast so we can play one last tune for y'all. We had Gassed Up, Subtronic's and Zed's Dead, and Manu Remix. Crazy off Antifractals. Check it out. We'll play more from that in the coming weeks, I'm sure.
Antifractals, the EP goes in.
Yes. And then Skrillex, Fred again, and Flo Dan with Rumble. Hear the rumble. Craziness. Then Keizo, Cyber Death, the Heritage Remix. Nice stuff. Tynan, Ducks on Acid, which I now realized I misspelled. Then we have Skrillex and Bobby Raps. Leave Me Like This. Skrillex dropped two songs soon. Going to come out with an album. Teased it on New Year's Day. Soon as it hit, posted that he's coming out with an album this year. Craziness. These two songs are on it. Then we have Zed's Dead and Grizz, Ecstasy of Soul. Pretty nuts song.
Okay.
And finally, we'll leave you. We'll see you next week on Wednesday at 1 a.m. Great time. Love you very much. And so does Hudson Mohawk, who is going to...
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't that guy make Seabat?
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
And I now realize I turned on the wrong thing and not Diego's mic.
That's okay.
That being said...
I love you guys still.
This is an absolute crazy track. So here we go.